in my mirror.
Growing a mustache.
Mustache?
Yeah, Dash and I had to go to this dance at Dorian Peters' house. This older girl's gonna be there, Sarah Lou Beasley. She's about 11.
You're putting on a mustache so it'll make you look older, huh?
Yeah.
I guess.
Why don't you try a little gray at the temples? Might age you all the way to 12.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Bob, could I eat up the leftover stew? And what are those?
Well, now, the stew is for Tramp, and these are pictures of Chip when he was a little fella.
Well, I'll share the stew with Tramp. Boy, Chip was a little squirt.
Well, Chip was about 2 years old when these were taken. Now he's getting ready to go to a dance.
Go to a dance? Yeah. What for? Chip can't dance.
Oh. Bob taught me years ago when I was a kid, didn't you, Bob?
So I did, when he was about that big. You were a cute little guy at this time, huh?
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. That's pretty good. Come on, Chip, relax.
Which one is Catherine Murray?
You need
to quiet. Don't bother us now, Robbie. She's still got the bunny hug to learn.
Oh, you sure have been a sorry lately, Chip.
Lay off, will you? This guy's got a lot on his mind.
Forgot my key. This nightlife's a little too much for him.
How'd it go tonight?
Oh, fine.
You two gonna double date again?
Uh-uh.
Oh, you're awake, huh? Yeah, I'm gonna put you down. You're getting heavy, man.
Dad, Nick, I read as Doreen that lady for good.
Shooting or drowning?
Why, we just had a little talk and decided we ought to do something about the situation.
How do you go about unloading women, in case I should ever have the problem?
It's real easy. All you have to say is, thanks for the dance. I'm sorry I can't see anymore, because I think he gave me a rash.
Is that what you said to Doreen?
Sure, you said to be polite.
Well, you did great, right up to the word rash.
I gave you a rash? Man, you were kind of dumb even for a 7-year-old.
Well, if you think Chip was dumb a couple of years ago, how about the time with the newspaper money?
Newspaper money? Oh, yeah, I remember the newspaper money.
Hand me that big poster on the right, will you? No? Did Jimmy say anything about a pot?
Well, I didn't see
I want
him.
The big book with the stamps in it.
What the heck are pots doing?
I don't know.
Huh? Probably the same thing as stamp album.
Hey, what's going on?
Bob, here's a sixpenny purple.
No kidding.
Is there a Cape of Good Hope triangle on it with a picture of an old lady sitting down?
Well, it's sort of a squarish triangle.
Oh,
instead of a lady, there's a bird with horns.
What's the matter?
What's the matter? Well, either you're growing or I'm shrinking. Oh, I see. You got those skates on again. I thought I told you never to wear those skates in the house.
Well, I just came in a minute ago.
Off.
Okay.
Outside.
Okay.
Come on, get out of here. Don't stop to argue. Outside with them. Get out of the way. $60 lying around here someplace. Nobody knows anything about it.
Well, fellas, I'm going to have to be taking off. I'll be back
in a minute.
If you want to reach me, I've got the number.
Nobody knows where it is, anything about it.
What's that?
No, Bob was talking to Sergeant Feeney. He told him about it.
Oh.
Well, that's the policeman who collects stamps.
I knew I had it the minute he described it.
Yeah, Sergeant Feeney found the stamp worth $25. And he told Bob about one with purple triangles.
Oh.
Not with a purple triangle. It is a purple triangle. And it's in this red book.
Anyhow, Dad, Bob's sure he's got it, and it's worth $60. Only we can't find it. So Sergeant Feeney's gonna bring over this book that tells all about it and shows a picture about it. And I looked in the red album, and it's not in there, Bub. And if you don't believe me, you can look for yourself.
Well, happy hunting, fellas. I'd like to know...
Why doesn't somebody ever dust these things?
Hey, I saw a purple stamp.
Where?
Right here. Get back, you boy.
Go ahead, Tramp.
It's a quiet, studious-type hobby called stamp collecting. Chip, I'm driving to Glenville for a day or two, so try to stay out of trouble when I'm gone, huh?
What kind of trouble?
Oh, any kind. I'm not particular. And tell Bob that if he wants to call me for any reason, I've left a number on the...
I'll bet you that is.
You think so, Robbie?
Yeah, it's purple, and I think it's got a woman sitting on it. It's got a purple triangular woman sitting down on his paw. Well, I'm not sure it's triangular on account of it being crumpled.
Take him in the kitchen. We'll boil some water and steam him.
No, he's mine. Robbie, don't.
If you want to call me, I've got the number on the... Goodbye, Phyllis. Goodbye, Dad. Have a good trip. Well, thanks, Phyllis. I will. Now, don't bother walking out to the car with me to say goodbye.
Dave, if you're going to walk out without saying goodbye, the least you could do is leave a phone number where we can get you.
That'll be $2.10.
Say, where's Blythe Waters?
Right behind you, madam. That's the last two.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So is this price right, two for 25 cents?
That's right.
Well, who needs two? Nothing but a piece of wire with a handle.
Well, I'm sorry, lady, but that's the price. That'll be $1.51.
Nickel and five pennies. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Well, what's that for?
10 cents. I got this paper on the outside.
You know, I could make one of these out of a coat hanger or a piece of screen.
Well, I'd suggest you do it then, madam. Look, would you mind leaving this money out on the papers, please?
Out in the open? You ought to have one of these metal boxes with slots in it. You put the money in and you...
I think you got your price tag all fouled up, mister. This thing ain't worth more than 5 cents.
The price is 2 for a quarter, lady. Look, just leave the money outside, would you, please? That'll be $3 even.
I'm going to make a prediction, mister. With the kind of attitude you got, this place isn't going to last 6 months.
Leaving money in the open's nothing but a temptation to the wayward.
Look, would you just put the money on the outside, please, like a good fella?
All right, but you're making a mistake.
What is it, Sonny? That'll be a quarter, please. Thank you.
Can I have one of those free lollipops, please?
Well, I'm sorry, but they're all gone.
But you just gave one to a friend of mine a while ago.
Look, I told you they're all gone. Now, if you don't like it, go outside and pick at me.
That's a fine way to talk to a little boy.
Next opening day, I'm going to close before I open. Check and see if I can find some in the back room.
Mister!
He's going to the store, Sonny.
Well, I found this money out in the street that a guy dropped through a hole in his pocket.
Yeah.
And drove away.
Well, looks like you're a lucky little boy. 20 cents.
You mean I can have it?
Well, in my day, when someone found money lying in the street, finders keepers.
Oh, boy, thanks!
It's time to go to the better taste of Progresso.
It was just that you didn't see the extra dimes the first time.
How could I not see them when I saw them? Hey, look!
And we only went around the block once.
Yeah. Oh, Robbie, look it!
That's it. That's it. Come here, gang. Come here, look what I find. $60. 60
no,
beautiful bucks. Oh, six
brother.
Penny purple.
Keep a good hole, brother.
Triangle and the triangle. A woman sitting on the clock.
Oh, we found
it. Careful of that thing, will you? That's just what it is, Chip. Found money.
Hey,
look,
Bubba,
look.
When's Joe Feeney going to bring that picture over so we can get
I'll
your...
get him on the phone right now, but okay. This is it or I'll eat it. Look, Chip.
Look at that,
see,
Chip.
That's what I did. I found...
You found a stamp like this?
Well, no.
Hey, Mike, come on down and take a look at this.
Yes.
Well, let me take this in the kitchen.
Now, wait a minute. Be careful of that thing, will you? It's not every day you find a purple woman sitting on a triangle
okay.
like that.
Okay. Bobby,
Sonny and me found this whole pile of money, and it kept growing into more when we didn't look. And we looked away for a whole block.
Hey, look, Chippa, save the fairy tales for bedtime, huh? This is money. M-O-N-E-Y for real. Hey, come on, Bob.
So is mine real. I found this whole pile of money. It kept growing into more... More than I bought a baseball with.
Did they find the real stamp, the right one?
Who cares?
Well, what's eating you?
Nothing.
Well, where'd you get the new baseball?
Hey, Mike! We found it! Purple sixpenny. Woman sitting. Triangular. Come on.
A sec. This is a nice ball. Where'd you get the money to pay for this?
This isn't anything. Wait till you see the stamp. That's all everybody ever does around here is look for old purple stamps.
Hey, Mike!
You coming?
I can't.
Oh, I bet there's a whole pile of money there now, because I had all night to get there.
Yeah, and half of it's mine, even if I'm not there, because I can't help it if my mother wants me to be a musician.
Okay, I'll go get it.
When we get a whole truckload of money, I'm going to quit taking clarinet lessons, because my teacher's perfume makes me sick to my stomach.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Hi.
I just came to get something.
Well, my wife's inside. She'll help you.
Okay.
Morning.
Good morning.
Is this all right?
Second day's always slow.
Yeah. I see you're getting smart, keeping an eye on that money.
For 10 years, I had a store across town. People put their money down, picked up the paper, and I never lost a cent. I've been open here one day, and somebody steals every coin off the stand.
I warned you, put temptation in a man's way.
Tomorrow, I put the boxes in. Today, when I got time, I watch. When you have to stand guard over your own newspaper money, I don't know. What do people care about honesty these days? Stealing and cheating? Hey, watch it there with those skates. Almost ran over my foot. Kids. They're like everybody else. What do they care? Look, there's practically a brand new baseball, and he just leaves it. What do they care about anything?
How are we supposed to know the money was for newspapers?
Boy, are you in trouble.
I sure wish we hadn't have done it.
Yeah, you sure are in trouble.
When I skated off, I went and dropped my new baseball and everything.
Gosh, are you ever in trouble?
Would you quit saying that?
Well, all I mean is, you really are in trouble.
So are you. You took some of the money like I did.
I only took a little. I didn't steal like you did.
Steal it?
Anyways, here. Now I gave the money back to you, so I didn't take anything. You don't have to worry, though. My father said little kids don't have to stay in jail as long as if you're grown up.
Jail?
Yeah, and he's a lawyer, so he knows. Of course, you can say you didn't know it was stealing, but my father says stupidity of the law is no excuse.
What does that mean?
That's a lawyer thing about just because you didn't know it was wrong, you're still in trouble anyhow. Unless you pay back the money.
But how can I? I bought the baseball, and now I lost the baseball, and my father told me not to get in any more trouble.
Boy, you really are in trouble.
You lost it. You went and lost it.
I did not lose it, Bubba. I just can't find where it is.
I got Sergeant Feeney coming over here with his stamp book.
I'm sorry, Bubba. All I did was put it down on the
table. Didn't I tell you to put it in an envelope because it's got stickum all over it?
I said I was sorry, Bubba.
Boss, this really isn't important.
Well, if that's not important, this is. This lame brain lost my stamp.
I did not lose it, Bubba. I just put it down. That's all.
Bub, is some all everybody...
What's the matter with him? You leave the phone alone. Help me find this stamp before Sergeant Feeney gets here. It's got to be around here somewhere.
I put it right here on the table.
Just look for it. Look every place.
Hello?
Hi, Chip. This is Dad.
Oh, hi.
Say, I'm going to be staying over here an extra day, and I won't be home till tomorrow evening, so I thought I'd better call. How's everything going?
Bob found the stamp, but Robbie lost it again.
Oh, that's too bad. Chip, you sound kind of cold in the nose. Are you all right?
Oh, yeah. Fine. Dad?
Yes?
Is it true that stupidity of the law is no excuse?
I don't think I understand that, Chip.
Oh, never mind. Sazzy says people can get people's fingerprints off anything. I don't believe it. Do you?
Chip, I don't know what you're talking about.
He says they can even get them off baseballs. And I told him he was a kook.
Chip, did you throw a baseball through a window or something?
No, I...
Well, then what's the matter?
It's nothing really, Dad.
Now, listen, Chip...
I didn't throw a baseball through any window. And Robbie's fine. Mike's fine. So is Bob.
Chip, let me talk to Bob. Will you please?
If it's about what's the matter, he doesn't know because I didn't tell him.
Then something is the matter.
No, only 3 minutes is probably up, and Buck gets sore because he says talking more is extravagant. So I better say goodbye.
Chip, wait.
I'm fine. Goodbye.
Chip, wait a minute. Operator, give me the desk, please. Yes, this is Mr. Douglas in 705. I'm checking out a few minutes. Would you have my bill ready, please? Thank you.
Hi, Chip. Your grandfather home?
No, he's not here.
Hi. If you're looking for Bub, he's in the kitchen.
That's what I meant. He's not here. He's there.
He had you there, Joe. Come on.
With you. You're not running from those policemen, and that'd be pretty stupid. Look, if you got some kind of problem, a policeman's the best person in the world you can find to help you. Well, that's their job. I mean it, Chip. Well, look, you probably heard Rob and I kid about the cops, but when it comes right down to it, you show me someone who connects a policeman with trouble, and I'll show you a meathead. Just so happens they came to see Bub's stamp.
Stamp? You mean they didn't come to arrest me for stealing...
Stealing what? Well, come on. If you don't tell me what's the matter, how can I help you?
You can't help. I spent the money, so now I can't give it back. And Sudsy says they'll never believe I didn't know it was for newspapers. Because stupidity of the law is no excuse. And my fingerprints are all over the baseball. And the lady said, find her skeevers. Only you wouldn't believe it.
Why not?
You mean you'd believe I didn't know it was stealing?
Well, did you?
No.
Okay, I believe you.
You do?
Sure. Now, suppose you explain this whole thing in English.
Well... I went down to the store.
And so, when the lady said finders keepers, he kept it. But honestly, he didn't have any idea that money was for newspapers. And that's the truth.
Well, if it's the truth, it's the truth. But I think you should make some restitution, Sonny.
I'll make as many as you want me to. Just show me what one looks like.
How much?
$1.10.
There's the ten. And the dollar. Restitution means paying something back, like you're going to pay me back when you earn it.
Is it dumb to
want
to hug your brother?
Well, I don't think it's dumb, but will you settle for a handshake for now?
Sure.
You want your baseball back?
Jeepers, yeah.
Oh, here. I just got a new stock of these. You might as well get everything that's coming to you before this defense attorney here gives me any more trouble.
Thanks. I never saw it where you didn't put the money in the thing that unlocked the newspaper. Honest.
I know. Now, you go on home and practice that knuckleball of yours, huh?
Thanks.
Kids and their hobbies. One time it's those propellers on top of hats, then it's the pennies on the shoes, and now it's stamps on the pants.
Huh?
Stamp on the sit-down.
Hey, Chip, the sixpenny purple.
Easy now. It's coming.
Be careful, don't rip it.
What's happened? What's going on?
Get back, Colonel.
What's happened to Chip?
Things all right. He's all right.
He sit on a splinter or something?
Dad, I got $60 on my rear.
That's it, all right. Keep a good hope.
A stamp, huh? Yeah. Very rare. Well, I saw the squad cars out there, and Chip, on the phone, you sounded so, I mean, what was all that talk about the law and the fingerprints on the baseball?
That was nothing.
What do you mean, nothing?
I just told Mike he arrested my tuition for
me. What?
He means restitution. It was just a mix.
Oh.
Just because there's policemen around doesn't mean you're asked for trouble.
No, I don't suppose so. How are you coming? Take it. Stamp. What are you going to do now?
I'm going to steam off this stamp.
Oh. Yeah, don't do
it.
Don't blast too close.
Wouldn't it be simpler to take the pants off?
Oh, no.
Hi.
Yeah, but Chip wouldn't do a thing like that again, would you?
No, now he's a big overgrown squirt.
Yeah, and growing a mustache.
Yeah, to attract an older girl.
Tractor? Me attract a dumb girl? It's supposed to scare. Hey, Bub, you just gave me a good idea.
Sarah Lou Beasley, this is Chip Douglas.
Yeah, hello. My dad said I had to go to Doreen Peters' dance, but I can't dance with you because I just found out you give me a rash. Yeah, a rash.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's not Superman. It's My Favorite Martian. Stay tuned for two episodes of My Favorite Martian during this twice as nice morning on TV Land.
Thank you.